Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Any other insights, you know what I'm saying? So this is just, you know, what you talk back to us. So the first verse says, wisdom has built her house. She has set it. She has set up its seven pillars. And I'm gonna be real. What pillars was? So the first two verses, it says, wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. These two verses mean to me, wisdom will help you out longer in life. Wisdom will set you up to put you in a place where you can only succeed. You can only win. Verse 2, when it says she has prepared her meat and mixed her wine, and she has also set her table. You know, so this God is trying to show us that if we seek for wisdom as silver and gold, or we value wisdom and knowledge as the world values money, then we would be on the right track. It says that she has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She's also set her table. Verse number 3 says, she has sent out her servants and she falls from the highest point of the city. So this is wisdom we're talking about here. So wisdom has set the table, will make the wine, and also has set up the house with seven pillars. And those to keep things together and hold things strong and together. What you think about that, Brother Ed?
I definitely agree. There's definitely a point where I think it talks about structure. You know, I'm reminded of when, you know, the older people talk about how, you know, females used to, or mothers and grandmothers used to prepare the meal before Sunday, and they were always having ready. So I think this thing of structure, since we're talking about pillars, in a situation where she definitely knows what she needs to do in order to prepare and do the proper preparation to even the end.
I like how you touched on the preparing and you would say about the cooking, man. You know, I know my grandmother, she used to cook Saturday night. You know what I mean? And she used to let the food
She used to let the food sit all through. It was dangerous. I ain't gonna lie, it was dangerous. But she used to let the food warm up all through service. And when we got home, the food was there for us to enjoy and just watch some football. So I like how you put that in between that like that, like that, like that.
Yeah.
So any comments?
All
lines
are open.
All lines are open.
Yeah, good morning, fella. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good.
Hey, good. I want to pop back up there to that that first verse where it says, wisdom has built her house. In other words, the pillars they talked about, that was like a common structure, those seven pillars. So in other words, that the basics was there with those seven pillars, and I like the way you guys are pouring in about how being prepared is necessary. So basically, in this proverb, it contrasts the wise against the foolish, and gives us the background that wisdom is prepared for you to have, but we have to make the choice to receive it. So it goes through and say what wisdom has prepared. It's prepared his house, the seven pillars, the basic structure, mingled his wine. It's sort of like when you come to someone's house or like you say, a big mama's house, when you come on Sunday, everything's ready, everything's prepared for you just to come in and enjoy. And so this is how wisdom has set everything up for us to have it. And then in verse 3, it talks about she sent forth her maiden. She cried upon the highest place of the city. But in other words, it's crying out for you to get it. A lot of times people are crying out for you to get something, and if you're wise, you'll heed to them and you'll come get it. So there won't be an excuse at the end of the day that I didn't know or nobody offered it to me. It was there for you to get. You just choose to ignore it. Sort of like the song we sing, Choices That We Made or Make, or the ministry that we're developing, Clear Choices. It's going to be out there. It's going to be available. But it's up to people to make the choice. And God, in his infinite wisdom, has said, here it is. Everything's prepared for you to get. Come and take it. You know, it's here for you.
All right, all right. Is there any other callers on the line that'd like to comment? All right, if not, we're going to keep it moving.
Sorry, I'm going to read verse 5 and 6. I thank everybody for their comment. That's great insight that we have. Verse 5 says, I'm going to read from verse 4, excuse me. It says, let all who are simple come to my house. To all who have no sense, she says. Verse 5, come eat my food and drink the wine I have. Verse 6 says, leave your simple ways and you will live, walking in the way of insight. So this once again, wisdom is calling out to us. Wisdom is saying that all who are simple, that all are simple, come to my house. Those who have no sense, she says, she asking us to come. Wisdom is asking us to come eat the food and drink the wine. So what wisdom is trying to do is sit down and start a dialogue or some type of relationship with us, because wisdom is very, very key in this walk of Christ. It says that leave your simple ways and you will live. See, these are the ways, and goes back and further. It goes back when it says that wisdom thrives from the highest point of the city. So when they get us there, they have food for us. They have food for our physical body. We have food for our spiritual body. They also have drink for your physical and your spiritual. So this is how important wisdom is, because in verse 6 it begs that leave your stuff away until you will live. Walk in the way of the upside. Walk away insight. So what wisdom is doing is bringing you in the house, sitting down, eating good food, drinking good drinks. I know that sounds all right to me. How about you, brother? That sounds all right to me.
That
sounds all right to me. So, you know, this is the way that wisdom tries to get us in. See, it gets us in and it treats us sweet.
and it gives us a pleasurable memory, so that when we go back and we see, proceed to spread the knowledge, you're not going to only talk about the wisdom itself. See, you're going to talk about what comes with it. You're going to talk about the good food, and you're going to talk about the good environment, and you're going to talk about the good drink and the atmosphere. So that's what I believe that these verses are telling us. Any other insight, any comments?
I think that you have to really understand that God is looking out for us, and he's given wisdom before the foundation of the world, and he's looking out for us, and he wants the best for us, and he's trying to speak to us through his word, through his ministers, to say, hey, it's time to mature. And that's one of the most difficult things as a young man, is to get to maturity levels that, you know, God is trying to help to have the best or an abundant life. And I think a lot of times you grow up and you get all kind of, you know, this is what it takes to be a man. Now I'm going to be, but they spit to the world. But you have to be humble enough to say, hey, this is a wise man, this has words, and they're trying to, you know, spread a table for me where I can have an abundant life. And you have to heed that. A lot of times the way world are deceitful. I was listening to the news lately about presidential candidate Donald Trump. And, you know, 10 years ago he was talking the wall stuff about women. And, you know, it wasn't wise for him to do it, but he didn't care. And so now it's coming back to be a problem with his candidacy. And so we have to go to the Word of God, and the Word of God gives us the wisdom at a young age. And as young men, that's what I like about you getting on and studying and discussing the Word. You all getting the wisdom and the benefit of studying to say, hey, that I can do as a young man, there's things that I can do at any age, will be sweet for Monday. And it's all in the Word of God. And but we have to make this again, well, who we want to listen to. We want to listen to the things of the world and go along with the okie dokie and what's cool and what's popular at the time, or are we going to stick to, you know, what these seven pillars and this wisdom gives us. So it's important to really get an understanding, get that wisdom, realize it's for your benefit. It might not be popular, but it's for your benefit that later on in life you can enjoy yourself. And even during your life, you can enjoy yourself from the wisdom that you obtain, that the ways of the world are of death and not of life.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I think, like Jamal was talking about with everything, I think that wisdom is very key, like we've been talking about. And I think with, you know, having food there and everything prepared, that it invites you in, and, you know, and they'll have, like you say, you know, they'll have something to eat. You know, that's just the way to help you realize that, okay, this is good for me. Okay, it has something for me. I'll benefit from it, you know.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Sort of like free food.
Mm.
And, you know, when it gets down to it, you know, when you finally receive it and you realize that it's good for you, and you realize, okay, this, you know, this is great, you'll keep going back to it and you'll get something out of it. That's what I believe. What do you got to say, Mr. Small, or any other callers on the line?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
I just want to say, like, you know, everybody talk about eating and the food. And this reminds me of an old, but I don't even know if it's old, but just a saying. That saying that they say, food for thought. I don't know if everybody heard that saying. It's food for thought. So that's what wisdom is. Like, the wisdom is your food for your thought. Because I think people, like you guys said, people forget that you don't just have to nourish your physicalness, that your mind and your soul need to be nourished. That's how you grow. That's how you grow as an individual. You grow as a man. You grow. So you have to nourish every part of that. If you forget to nourish one aspect of that, then, you know, the growth process at some point, you know, begins to slow down. So I think that what you guys are saying is great, you know, that get that food. Because even wisdom, if when I gain wisdom and my mind gets strong, my soul gets strong, and for some reason it even makes my physical body become even stronger as an individual. So for me, you know, now it's not just into the physicalness of the food that we eat, but the food and wisdom, which helps me get stronger as a person, helps me get stronger as a man, and to go out here and to share that and get these other men out here that food for thought, that they can have that wisdom, and they mind and soul can eat, and then they can grow. So that's what it means to me.
Amen. And I would like to I like how you say that, Brother Mike. You say the soul food. See, it ain't no fast food, because you know you eat McDonald's, right? I don't know if anybody else over here ever had McDonald's, but I had some McDonald's, and right after 15 minutes later, it's ready to come on out. See, for that soul food, that food that's good for your soul, then stick to you. And see, if you eat too much of that soul food, some weight to add on to you. But sometimes you need that extra weight to show the growth. See now, it's getting good here today. See, it's the soul food. It's the food that'll have you sitting back and make you think about all the bad food you ever had in your life. And you make sure that you don't have that bad food anymore. I like that, fellas. So we're going to move on to these next two verses. You know, it all ties into what we're talking about, you know, as far as the wisdom and but here's for the people that can't understand. It says, whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. It says, do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. I believe that these verses are telling us about the people that don't want the wisdom. These are the people that, you know, it says whoever corrects their marker right there. So I believe that because of the person's state of mind, see, they're still eating fast food. See, they haven't sat down and ate the soul food and enjoyed the scenery and the atmosphere and the great people. So what they do, they intend to insult you, because once you correct them, it's about a personal attack. It's about you knowing more than them. It's about just want to cramp their style, you know. But in verse 8, it tells us that do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. See, because the wise understand that you're not trying to cramp my style, but what you're trying to do is you're trying to save me from years of heartache. You're trying to save me from years of turmoil. You're trying to save me from a past that I shouldn't go down. That's why, you know, when I was I'm still young, so you know, even today I still hang around the older generation and because they got some things to say. They got some things to tell us. You know why? Because they've been down that road before. They have sat down and fellowship with wisdom. They didn't sat down and fellowship with the knowledge, and then they got it. So if you rebuke a wise person, I believe that they will even thank you. What y'all think about that?
I think you're right on point. You know, if they want it, you know, I know aloud that I'm starting to get some gray hair. You know, that they say that the gray hair guys have something that you can benefit from. And you know, when you look at someone with gray hair, you don't look at them as obsolete, and you look at them as can't, you know, do anything for you. They might not be able to run as fast, but they'll be able to tell you, don't run so fast, because if you run too fast, you'll miss this. and you might go in the wrong path. And so everyone has, at whatever age you are, has something to contribute. But if you are not seeking wisdom, or you become like a fool, and you'll begin to start, you know, disrespecting those who have the wisdom, disrespecting those, and you'll be someone that hates the people that are trying to tell you what to do. I know, growing up as a young man, sometimes you have to humble yourself. And dad's always talking this, he talking this, he talking that. He always telling me be this, be careful for this, don't do that. You know, and as a young man, you know, you got your own thing. You strong, you physical. You got your own mind, and you don't even want to hear it. And then you begin to start hating and resenting when your father or an older person tells you, look, don't do this, be careful for this, watch out for this. And you're like, yeah, 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 until it busts you upside the head. And then once it busts you upside the head, then you're like, wow, maybe I should have listened. But then some people are just so hard-headed that after it busts them upside the head, they still won't do right. And those are the people that will hate you because they'll start resenting you because they know that you were right. But we have to be humble enough to say, hey, you know, I listened, I benefited from this, or I didn't listen, but got bust upside the head, and now I need to humble myself and listen a little bit more because these people are just trying to help me. One quick point, and I know we won't be able to get to it, but in verse 18, it sums it up about what the foolish person does. It says, but he knoweth not what the dead there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Now, this is the contrary to wisdom and those seven pillars and all of that things that set up. And that verse 18 says that the dead are there and the guests are in the depths of hell. So the house of the unwise is where dead people are, and they're the guests in the depths of hell, which is just, you know, contrary to what the world is to tell you, that you can live, you can be this, you can be this, you can be the player, you can be the playboy, you can be, you know, the man, you can be Daddy Mac or whatever you call it. You know, you can stunt and front and all that stuff. But you'll end up being in a guest in the hell where dead people are. And you know, that's not what the world's going to tell you. You know, you can smoke cigarettes and catch cancer. You know, you can play around and catch some kind of disease you can't get rid of. But wisdom would say, sit down, come enjoy this, and you won't have to worry about those things that will cause you death. And so those are my comments. Make sure you just dig in, get that wisdom, get that understanding, and you won't have to worry about being where the dead are or being a guest in the depths of hell.
Amen, amen, amen. Any more last words, last comments? This is a great brother.
A couple of things that I want to say. You know, I came in on the part where, you know, you guys were talking about the rebuke of the, and I was reminded of the situation where, you're talking about the presidential candidate where, candidate Trump, I don't even be president, but candidate Trump and his wife, when she was doing a speech, they took most of Michelle Obama's speeches, and basically, you know, everybody was bashing her for it, but at the end, Michelle was like, you know, that First Lady Michelle was like, you know, that was a compliment that, you know, they would do that, you know. It wasn't a thing of where, you know, that she stole it, what she did, but it was flattering where that, you know, that speech was so great that somebody would think, you know, to take from it. But at the end, you know, you also have to remember how to deal with certain situations with mockers, like you said. You know, you gotta, sometimes you just don't hit them, you know, right on the chin and knock them out. But, you know, sometimes you gotta take it, you know, somewhere else, just, you know, do small little signs, get to them. That's the way I think about it.
And to be honest, sometimes, all the time, the mocker's not even worth it. You know what I mean? They know they're not worth it. All they're trying to do is get you out of your character, so, you know, because misery needs company.
Yeah.
You know, so they can't even understand what we are saying to them, people of God, because they won't even take the time. They still want to go they still want to go down the street out of Southeast and get them a McDouble, where it's a whole full course meal up and around the corner. But people, they want the fast food. They want a fast life. They want to be out. They want to keep on doing what they want to do. They don't want to pay attention. They don't want to listen no far. That's to say, they graduated from I Know Everything University. And they're set in their ways, and they do not want or care to change. You know, so my last words and my last comment will be: look for the wisdom. Wisdom will set you up for success. Wisdom will set you up to be whatever God is intending you to be. Don't be in the house. Don't be in the living room with dead people. Don't be amongst the walking dead. Don't be those type of people. Look for the wisdom, y'all.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think the point that you guys make that I'm clicking is we talked about misery needs company, and how, like you were talking about in hell, all the company that they bring, they're together. So it's the thing where you have to know about the company that you keep. You know, you got to know where you're going and everything. That's what I think about this.
And I don't care how many people you try to bring to hell with you, the flame not going to be less hot because you brought some people with you. I just want to let you know. It ain't going to be that much more light. It ain't going to be none of that. So, just go in the house with the wisdom. There's some good food in there. Good food. Food for your soul. Soul food, Brother Mike. That's soul food.
All right.
So if nobody else, you know, great proverb. I thank you all the men that, you know, consistently don't lie. Tell a friend that we on the first word. 8:30 in the morning. So we're gonna let the God of prayer, Heavenly Father, name of Jesus. I want to say thank you, Father God, to thank you for life. Thank you for your son Jesus down on the cross, Father God. We want to thank you for everybody, Father God, that continuously joined the first word. Father God, your word said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men, Father God. So we're just going to keep giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father God. Father God, we ask you to build us pathway and speak, Father God. We ask you to be in all our church services today, Father God. Be in our midst, Father God. Grant us having the mercy, Father God. Keep us, Father God, forever, Father God. Father God, bring us all safe back next Sunday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
This is the first word. Until next week.